And Canaan knew by his wisdom that God would destroy the sons of men for having sinned upon earth, and that the Lord would in the latter days bring upon them the waters of the flood. And in those days Canaan wrote upon tablets of stone what was to take place in time to come, and he put them in his treasures. And Canaan reigned over the whole earth, and he turned some of the sons of men to the service of God. And when Canaan was 70 years old, he begat 3 sons and 2 daughters. And these are the names of the children of Canaan: the name of the firstborn, Mahlalel; the second, Enon; and the third, Mered. And their sisters were Ada and Zillah. These are the 5 children of Canaan that were born to him. And Lamech, the son of Methuselah, became related to Canaan by marriage, and he took his 2 daughters for his wives. And Ada conceived and bare a son to Lamech, and she called his name Jubal. And she again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Jubal. And Zillah, her sister, was barren in those days, and had no offspring. For in those days the sons of men began to trespass against God, and to transgress the commandments which he had commanded to Adam, to be fruitful and multiply in the earth. And some of the sons of men caused their wives to drink a draught that would render them barren, in order that they might retain their figures, and whereby their beautiful appearance might not fade. And when the sons of men caused some of their wives to drink, Zillah drank with them. And the childbearing women appeared abominable in the sight of their husbands as widows, whilst their husbands lived, for to the barren ones only they were attached. And in the end of days and years, when Zillah became old, the Lord opened her womb, 24.